media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Common Core is the name of the new school curriculum that government will be forcing on all school children. But there is one aspect to Common Core that parents find particularly objectionable. Common Core also means gathering and storing all sorts of private information on every school child into a longitudinal database from birth through all levels of schooling, plus giving government the right to share and exchange this nosy information with other government and private agencies. This type of government surveillance and control of individuals is the mark of a totalitarian government. Common Core reminds us of how Communist China gathered nosy information on all its school children, stored it in manila folders called dangans, and then turned the file over to the kid's employer when he leaves school. Several years ago, the New York Times published a picture of a giant Chinese warehouse containing hundreds of thousands of these folders. That was in the pre-internet era, when information was stored on paper. Now data collection and storage are efficiently managed on computers. Common Core is encrusted with lies. It is not, as advertised, written by the states. It is a national project created in secret, without any input from teachers or state legislatures or local school boards. It is not internationally benchmarked. That never happened. The readings assigned in the Common Core English standards are 50% informational texts instead of great American and English literature and classics. The result is that Common Core readings are very political. One suggested reading is a sales talk for government health care, such as Obamacare. Another suggested reading selection is global warming propaganda.
Are you a college student eager to stand up for your conservative beliefs and stand against liberal ideologies? Do you want to build a network with other conservative students? Don't miss the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit, July 18 and 19 in Washington, D.C. It's free to students who register in advance. Go to eagleforum.org and click on Collegians. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Attention veterans, fellow preppers, and outdoorsmen. You have to check out AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They're veteran-owned and operated, offering GMO-free food, camping supplies, and much more. The best customer service and fast shipping makes AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com second to none. Unique products and super low prices make AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com the best choice for emergency preparedness. No automated computers, just good people trying to help you prepare. Finally, brother veterans, if you need help with food or blankets, call 818-720-0759.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Tuscan.
And good evening. Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Top story. I just said goodnight to my little one. 18 months now. I said, come on, give daddy a hug. I got to go do my show. He's still up, by the way. It's crazy, but I don't know. We just haven't gotten into that whole bedtime, forced bedtime thing where you let the kid cry it out. As far as I'm concerned, that's a form of trauma. Anyways, long story short, he came over, gave me a hug, and kissed me. And I said, hey, oh my God, I got to tell you, my heart melts. It's like a kryptonite. I don't know how else this parents out there know what I'm talking about. All right, enough of my gushy Bob Tuscan first time father stories. Let's talk about some news. What's going on? And we will take your calls tonight as well. We might have a couple surprise guests popping on. That should be good. And again, next week will be our entire week dedicated to health. I got a cornucopia of just gangbuster health guest. And I'm really looking forward to that. So definitely stay tuned next week. I'll have a itinerary of all the different days up on the Bob Tuscan website, bobtuscan.com. I have a story that I published today on bobtuscan.com, an exclusive that I wrote about the state of Israel and what they are doing to their own soldiers. We've talked about Gulf War illness and the various plethora of vaccines that were given to our soldiers before the Gulf War that led most likely to what is now known as Gulf War syndrome. And there's no doubt in my mind that the powers that shouldn't be in the black ops of our military have done testing time and time again from the very men and women that they so supposedly support. Support the troops. Yeah. Right. I really support the troops, and that's why I expose these crimes against them and the crimes against humanity and how they are, and how they are used. Let us never forget the quote from Henry Kissinger and what he thought about the men and women in the armed forces. Israel's no different. In the state of Israel, you are required by law to join the military at 18 years old. Everyone. So they have a huge pool to draw from. Well, here's the headline. Israeli military admits to experimenting with live anthrax vaccines on soldiers. They've agreed to pay $6 million in hush money to a group of IDF soldiers who were forced into test for a live anthrax vaccine. Let us not forget what happened shortly after 9/11. I have yet to make the complete connection with these two stories, with the anthrax shortly after 9/11 and these tests of live vaccines on soldiers that they have admitted to doing. However, if you think back to shortly after 9/11, what happened with the anthrax situation, long story short, we tracked back that anthrax, that strand of anthrax, to Fort Detrick, our military base here, okay? I know it's been a while, but let me refresh your memory. It was a false flag anthrax attack. And the only way that anthrax could have been there, that specific strand, was if it was placed by certain military ops, which very well could consist of the Mossad. That might be a bit of a stretch, and I'm still gathering the puzzle pieces here, but listen to this story unto itself. The Israeli government has agreed to pay $6 million in hush money. Hundreds of soldiers file lawsuits claiming wrongdoing and have been in a legal battle with the IDF for over 3 years. Every soldier who filed a claim will receive 36,000 NIS, which I guess is 10,000 American dollars, while soldiers who didn't file a claim but participated in the experiment will receive $7,000. Here's a quote from the statement, a statement from the Victims of Anthrax Experimentation Committee. After 7 years of long, difficult struggle, we won. We set out to combat the Israeli Defense Force moral image of as a Jewish army. We're not seeking reparations, although they're going to get them. But they wanted an admission. What we fought for is an IDF that does not experiment on human beings, its soldiers, as if they are lower than lab animals, and then evades responsibility for the consequences. We return honor to the IDF command, but it's a shame we had to do so through the courts. Well, I don't know if they've ever had honor. These infiltrators, these bullies, have never in my mind been deserving of honor. And this is no different than what Israel did to the not Ashkenazi Jews, but the Sephardic Jews. Israel has been long involved in testing on the undesirables, which include military personnel. You see, the military, again, are dogs. That's why they call them dog tags around their necks. They're dogs. They're guinea pigs. And the powers that shouldn't be see them as just a means to their end. Under the terms of their compromise deal reach, the state admitted that during the experiment there were cases of soldiers developing Crohn's, thyroiditis, skin inflammation, and partial kidney failure. A government statement said that administering scientists did not expect any dangerous side effects. I don't believe that. Not for a second. They know these vaccines are poisonous, and they know that these experimental vaccines have huge potential. The vaccines used in the research contains material that exists in many vaccines given to babies on a regular basis, such as for tetanus and hepatitis. It's time we expose all these vaccines. I don't know off the top of my head if we'll have an hour or a guest dedicated to the vaccine issue next week for our health week, but you know about this stuff. So a very shocking story that I wrote about up on the front page again at bobtuska.com. Israeli military admits to experimenting with live anthrax vaccines on soldiers. All right, when we come back in a little bit, hey, and if you want to call on that, you're welcome to do so. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. In Illinois, gun permit applications outpace Obamacare signups. That's right, in a state that wants to continue to heavily regulate your Second Amendment rights, more and more people are signing up per capita than they are for Barry Sotero care. I'll tell you about that story, and I also want to get into this story about Roundup Ready corn that invades Brazilian soybean fields. It's the Bob Tuscan Show, and we'll be back in just seconds.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at HerbalHealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com. That's HerbalHealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Got a lot to get to tonight, and we have open phone lines as well. 800-313-9443. Yeah, so state of Illinois, gun permit applications outpace Obamacare signups. Nobody likes Obamacare. But guns, on the other hand, yeah, you gotta love those. In 2 weeks, nearly 22,000 Illinois residents. By the way, I love when people say Illinois. Illinois. I'm sure there's a lot of noise coming from Illinois. There's no doubt about it. With guys like Rahm Emanuel and Barry Sotero coming from that state, sure. You betcha. Anyways, in 2 weeks, nearly 22,000 Illinois residents have applied online for a permit to carry a gun, according to the state police. About 61,000 have selected an insurance plan through the state's Obamacare website, according to numbers from the state, in 3 months. So, 2 weeks, 22,000. 3 months, 61,000. Of the 21,794 people who have applied for a permit to carry a gun, police have deemed 1,600 invalid. So that leaves us with just about 20,000. State Senator David Sverson, he's a Republican from Rockford, said when considering Illinois has been promoting Obamacare for years and spending hundreds of millions of dollars to do so, the number 61,000 seems even more outrageous. These gun owners are individuals who have taken the time on their own to get the training, to get all that's required to get a license, without any government assistance, without spending money, without encouragement from the government to get people to sign up. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services disclosed the Obama numbers Monday, but the agency did not say how many people in the state have bought health insurance, nor did the Health and Human Services expound on the demographics. Roundup Ready maize invades Brazilian soybean fields. Brazilian soybean farmers have recently had to deal with a new kind of weed invading their fields. Roundup Ready maize. Yeah, that's right. Those pesky folks at Monsanto, it's their signature genetically modified organism, of course. Roundup Ready maize has been engineered to be more resistant to glyphosate, the main ingredient in Roundup pesticide. As the Bob Tuscan listeners probably already know, the cultivation of this crop has led to increased pesticide resistance in both weeds and insects. Oops. Well, now the corn variety is showing up unexpectedly on soybean plantations, raising the cost of production, leading to greater pesticide usage and threatening farmers' revenue. The variety of soybean widely grown in Brazil has also been genetically modified to be resistant to Roundup. So farmers would simply douse their fields with the poison to eliminate pests. But with invading RR maize, Roundup Ready, which competes with soybeans for nutrition, water, and sunlight, farmers are having to apply other toxic chemicals such as graminicides or remove them by hand. And the story goes on and on and on. What are people of the world, not just here in the U.S., what are people of the world going to take Monsanto out? How do we take Monsanto out? Is it a giant that's been released that we can't stop, that we can't hold back? As a farmer, as a gardener, as a lover of nature. This isn't that hippy-dippy Agenda 21 loving nature. This is a genuine respect for God's gifts. I am deeply concerned about the nature of food and farming and the future of food and farming. They push Monsanto under the guise of needing to feed an ever-growing population. If you read Monsanto's literature, that is their number one selling point. Yeah, and yes, the Earth's population is growing exponentially. What does that mean? Well, in the year 1700, the Earth's population reached 1 billion people. Billion with a B.
It took thousands of years to reach that point. And in 1830, it doubled. Less than 130 years later, after thousands of years to reach 1 billion, it took 130 to then reach 2 billion. In right around 1900, the Earth's population rose to 3 billion. So in less than 70 years, it went to 3 billion. After that, it went to 4 billion and 5 billion, and now we're at the point where things are starting to taper off. Perhaps that's because of the eugenicist and the New World Order. Regardless, there is a trend of exponential population growth. 100 million people born approximately every single year now. So every 10 years, the Earth's population goes up another billion people. And Monsanto knows this. Monsanto appeals to this. But in all actuality, when you work against nature and you practice this monoculture and this agricultural rigmarole that Monsanto has offered, you are not going to sustain life. In fact, you are a major threat to life. Because the second you start playing God, the second you start tweaking things, there's going to be unanticipated consequences. Everybody knows the saying, be careful what you wish for. Well, be careful, Monsanto. Be careful. Because before you know it, we can't get by with heirloom seeds because all the seeds are contaminated and tampered with. We can't grow crops that we can seed save. We have these Terminator seeds that prevent us from being able to save the next season around a seed that has grown and adapted naturally by the same process farmers have been using for thousands of years successfully. Monsanto threatens all this. As they buy up seeds, as they buy up fields, as they threaten farmers. And the list goes on and on and on. And they're not just satisfied with vegetables. They want cannabis. They want meat. They want human beings. And it's not just Monsanto. There are several other companies behind the scenes that do essentially what Monsanto most notoriously does. Dow and several others emulate Monsanto's actions. Monsanto might change their name, but, well, folks, their actions will remain.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Yet another woman sues the TSA for sexual assault.
I wanna grope you, so I apply to be a TSA, baby. I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the gloves.
It's time for the Grope Report.
Investigating now after a woman claims she was sexually assaulted by a TSA agent at Denver International Airport. That mother from Highlands Ranch is so angry about how she was searched, she wants the agent arrested and charged. CBS 4 investigator Brian Moss is breaking the story tonight. And you talked with the woman about the allegation. She's upset.
She's so angry. And, you know, a lot of people complain about those searches and security checkpoints. We've all heard the complaints. But Jamie Steenhoek did more than just get mad. She filed this complaint seeking the arrest of the TSA agent who searched her.
To me, it was as extensive as an exam I'd get from my physician.
And says 39-year-old Jamie Steenhoek, the TSA agents at DIA went too far.
Someone who works for a very powerful agency used their power to violate me sexually, to put me in my place.
It happened December 26th, as Steenhoek was accompanying her 13-year-old daughter to a flight. Steenhoek wasn't even flying, just taking her daughter to the gate.
Well, these were what initially caused them to stop me.
The jewels sewn into her jeans apparently set off a detector, leading to a swab of her hands.
Then she told me that I tested positive for explosives.
Steenhoek, who works for the government herself in a county social services department, explained the positive swab was likely because she had pumped gas that day. but it led to a secondary search in one of these rooms.
On the outside of my pants, she cupped my crotch, which I was uncomfortable with. The part of the search that bothered me the most was the breast search. I felt like you could tell if I was carrying a weapon in my bra pretty easily, and it didn't take that much groping.
The Highlands Ranch mother says the search was then done a second time, with more touching.
I would never want another woman to go through this. I think about this happening to my mom or my daughter, and that's even more upsetting than the fact that it happened to me.
So she has now filed this complaint with Denver police, saying she was sexually assaulted by TSA agents who searched her intrusively with a search of her private areas, like a breast exam.
You're hoping one or more of these TSA agents are criminally charged with sexual assault.
I am.
We're going to film both of you just so that I know that no one's touching you inappropriately.
In recent years, many people have objected to TSA searches.
I'm not doing anything wrong.
But it's rare for anyone to actually ask for specific TSA agents to be criminally charged with sexual assault.
I want them to be accountable for their policies and procedures. I want to feel safe there.
The TSA released a statement earlier this evening saying they are cooperating with the criminal investigation and are, quote, confident the facts will support our officers' adherence to proper pat-down procedures. Jamie Steenhoek says she thinks people need to push back when they believe government agencies have gone too far. And clearly in this case, she thinks the TSA went too far. We'll see.
Right. Brian, thanks very much.
I want to grope you. So I applied to be a TSA, baby, I hope you walk through my naked body scan, and I'm taking off the glove.
How far is too far? All in the name of security, ladies and gentlemen. The TSA is, well, violating our rights. They're violating us. Forget about our rights. Straight up violating us. And when they do this to children, I mean, how more despicable can you get? It's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I don't know why people fly. I've flown, but I don't know, a couple times in the last couple years. Every time I've made sure not to go through the naked body scanners, of course, not because of the naked body part of it, although I'm not fond of that in the slightest degree, but because of the health issues and associated with the radiation from these devices, even though they'll tell us, oh, not to worry about it, just like they've told us not to worry about Fukushima. There are TSA stories on a regular basis. It really is scary. I think I find a TSA story to do one of these grope reports at least once a week, if not several times a week. It really is the segment that keeps on giving, because every day there's something new. There's a new aspect of their grope downs. There's a new aspect of their violations of our rights. When will it stop? At what point will people say, enough is enough, no, you're not going to grope me down, no, you're not going to violate my rights, and I'm going to be able to travel freely. I'm going to be able to travel freely without your intrusive pat-downs, grope-downs, whatever you want to call them. One person's pat down is another person's groping. So there you go, folks. Always a TSA story for us to deal with here on the Bob Tuscan Show. Never a dull moment when it comes to the Second and Fourth Amendment and what other God-given rights that they want to grope and infringe on. All right. If you want to call in on that, you're welcome to 800-313-9443. I'm going to move on, though. I think enough is said on that. 800-313-9443. 313-9443 is the toll-free number to join us. Coming up next segment, I want to tell you about how 17 cows' hooves fell over after taking Zilmax. What's Zilmax and why are they giving it to cows? Well, it's actually a popular muscle-building drug made by Merck and Company. Merck denies it was the drug's fault, though industry insiders disagree. Nonetheless, Merck has suspended for the second time amid questioned sales of the drug. We'll talk about that a bit more next segment. I'll play a clip from The Resident, Lori Harfenest. And, of course, we're taking your calls, so get out your crayon. I want to hear from you on anything that's on your mind. 800-313-9443. Have you disagreed with anything I've said in the past couple weeks, in the past couple minutes, in the past couple seconds? I'd love to hear from you as well. I'd especially love to hear from you. In fact, Mr. Producer, if we can push any of the calls that are calling in to disagree with me or fight with me or whatever to the front of the line, I'd appreciate that, because I encourage that kind of thing. I encourage that sort of dialogue, and hey, it makes for more interesting radio, in my opinion, because I get bored preaching to the choir again and again, and I like to challenge my thoughts. See, that's the sign of a good thinker, somebody who's able to challenge their thoughts, somebody who's able to look at both sides. And I will, if you disagree with me, look at it with a critical mind. I'm not going to try to validate my preconceived notion of what's what. I'm going to look to see if you have a genuine challenge, genuine bone to pick, as they say. So any disagreements, please feel free to call in. And of course, you can always email me. If you're not willing to come on air, feel free to email me. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com is the email. TheBobTuskinShow@gmail.com. Also, please, folks, if you can, definitely are in need of some Federal Reserve notes. As I mentioned, I lost my just over broke, aka job, this month, and I'm really trying to get things going with the show and the site, trying to make a living out of it. And I know that sounds a bit taboo. Bob, you're an activist. This is your hobby, your passion. Isn't it a conflict of interest to try to make a living from this? Not really. Not if I'm continuing to tell the truth. Not if I'm continuing to fight against the powers that shouldn't be in their satanic agenda. I see nothing wrong with that. We don't blink when a schmuck like Bill O'Reilly or whoever makes millions of dollars a year spewing their BS. Somehow people look down upon guys like myself trying to really be successful at being a talk show host, being a journalist, being an activist. So go to the website, BobTuskin.com, during the break, please, and donate to the Tuscan family. On the right-hand side of the page, you'll see a green button that says Donate to the Tuscan Family. If you just click on that and put the amount of Federal Reserve notes you can spare, I greatly appreciate it. BobTuskin.com. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about these cows being fed these nasty drugs.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from strikehardgear.com.
Strike what?
Strikehardgear.com.
Set your sights on strikehardgear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Strikehardgear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
How do you like your cow's hooves falling off? Well, that's what's happening to these cows. After taking Zilmax, a popular muscle-building drug made by Merck. Have no fear, Zilmax is here.
If you're eating a burger right now, you might want to put it down while you listen to this. There's a muscle-building drug called Zilmax that's made by Merck & Co. An estimated 70 to 80% of U.S. cattle has been fed it or another beta agonist over the last decade or so to beef them up and make them more flavorful, tender, and juicy. And according to Zilmax's website, it's perfectly safe. And we all benefit from Zilmax. That's really what the site says. The FDA said it was safe, and Merck had some scientific experts study how the cows act when they're on Zilmax. And they said the well-being of the cows is totally not affected when they take Zilmax. So I guess they didn't study the recent 17 cows whose hooves fell off because of the Zilmax they were taking. I'm not kidding. The poor live cow's hooves fell off, causing them immense pain, obviously, and also rendering them too messed up to even eat or to live anymore. They had to be immediately put down and not eaten because that's just gross. When Merck was questioned about it, they stressed that Zilmax is perfectly safe. They said they brought in third-party experts who said the hoof loss was not due to the Zilmax. They have, however, temporarily suspended sales of the drug in the U.S. and Canada, even though it's perfectly safe. Meanwhile, cattle has been euthanized after using Zilmax over and over again, and the number of cattle euthanized in the industry rose over 175% since the drug's introduction. So dumb. Come on, corporations. Stop putting horrible crap into our food. Better yet, come on, humanity. Stop putting so many burgers into our mouths. Meat production is one of the big contributors to potent greenhouse gas emissions, including carbon dioxide, methane gas, and nitrous oxide. The cattle industry also screws up the land, and meat producers shove a ton of antibiotics into the meat, which is helping to screw up our antibiotic resistance as a species. Eating so much meat is not great for the planet or our arteries. And yet we're eating more meat than ever, according to a new study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Isn't it about time that we stop lining up like a bunch of sheep at McDonald's to eat our daily serving of cow? It might be time for us to realize our population is too beefed up and our food corporations are too screwed up to consider burgers as a main staple in our diet anymore. Tonight, let's talk about that by following me on Twitter at The Resident.
So there you go, folks. Nasty stuff. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the doomsday prepper arrested on weapons charges after deputies watched the reality TV show. What a schmuck. Okay? I don't mean to name call, but what a moron. This guy is a convicted felon. Goes on Nat Geo's show, The Doomsday Prepper. Which, by the way, I gotta tell you, I was fascinated by when it first came out. I didn't know it was still on. I don't know if this is a recent episode they watched or a rerun, I don't know. 26-year-old Smith is his last name. Was arrested Wednesday and charged with two counts of second-degree unlawful possession of a firearm. Are you familiar with Doomsday Prepper? It's that show that the picks, preppers, who think some sort of conspiracy is going to come to fruition and that they better get ready and prepared as a result. Wow, maybe the Bob Tuscan show is a doomsday prepper show. Anyways, here's a little bit of a clip from that Geo's doomsday prepper. Body armor. That's the guy who got arrested.
ARs, your high-powered 308 rifles and your 50,000 rounds of ammo are all going to be ours. My armor is going to protect my head, my chest and vital organs. It's going to be lightweight and stronger than anything you can buy in the store.
This is, by the way, the convicted felon outlining him robbing people of their weapons in a collapse and doing it on television. This guy deserves to be behind bars. He really does. His stated plan was not to defend himself, but to use weapons he allegedly possessed to rob his neighbors at gunpoint. Listen to what he says on this TV show. Okay, I don't think they could have taken this guy too out of context.
It's going to protect me day to day. When I go out and kick doors down and I'm kicking in store windows, it's also going to make me the apex predator in my area, and that's all that matters.
So how are we going to build this, Tyler?
There's plenty of stuff out there we can find and use. Granted, we are going to have to buy some of it, but we'll be okay. We'll be able to get it done. I think our suit's going to be probably in the ballpark of 80 to 100 pounds. Most soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan carry around 100 to 150 pounds of gear.
This is heavy.
I've got the materials, I've got all the stuff I need, now it's time to get to work.
So he goes on and he builds a suit, an armor suit. What a joke. And this look, this makes preppers, patriots, the listeners to this radio show, myself, look like crazies. And you gotta imagine they do this on purpose. Deputy said Smith had recently moved to Boone Lake from the farm where the episode was filmed in March, where they scooped him up and put him in jail. He was shown firing two rifles on the Doomsday Prepper show. Not only is he a convicted felon, but listen to what he was convicted of. Smith was arrested Wednesday, charged with second-degree unlawful possession of a firearm. He was previously convicted of theft and a gross misdemeanor for communicating with a minor for immoral purposes. Does that make him a pedophile? Mr. Producer, what does it sound like to you? Does that sound like something nasty? A gross misdemeanor for communicating with a minor for immoral purposes. Sounds a little nasty to me. Yeah, exactly. 26-year-old Smith. Tyler Smith. Doomsday Prepper. What did you think about that show? 800-313-9443. Is it still on, by the way? I don't know. I don't own a television. 800-313-9443. I got a cornucopia of stuff to get to next hour as well. We'll start to dissect some of the news I have left here in my stack. I got a few other things I want to touch on as far as this Doomsday Prepper stuff's concerned. Prepping's a good thing. It's a good thing. Doomsday prepping is a good thing. But of course, like so many other things, the lamestream media completely exploits it and uses it for their own benefit. I also want to tell you what one of the unexpected results of taking lysergic acid is. You know, LSD. There's no doubt in my mind that this, we'll touch on this in greater detail next hour, but there's no doubt in my mind that there were government operations. You guys know about them. You've heard this all before. That used psychedelics, namely LSD, to try to manipulate people's behaviors and get them to do things they might not otherwise do. Well, there's a new study that links psychedelic use to something you might not expect. And I'll tell you what these people taking LSD are doing according to this study. That, again, is a bit counterintuitive. It's the Bob Tuscan Show.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and